This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
There are more and more plus size models in fashion industry, and they are changing the game.
Yeah, the fashion industry has become relatively more enlightened, but still has a long way to go to overcome its obsession with thinness.
But anyway, it's a good thing that people start to accept variety.
我们今天就来讲讲关于时尚圈大码模特这个相关的话题。
是的，除了 fat, 我们还可以怎么来形容一个稍微丰满一点胖胖的人呢？
是的，我们今天这个节目的内容啊，也都会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
English full of words that describe the shape of our bodies, some of them positive and some of them less positive.
Right.Fat is probably the most commonly used adjective for describing someone who has too much flesh, but it is very direct.
是的 ,fat 这个词有点太直接了,不是特别的礼貌。Fat 准确的翻译是肥的,肥胖的。我们不能随意的去说别人你好肥对吧
对对对还是不太礼貌 Right, so we sometimes use other, slightly less negative words to describe someone who is a little fat.
Big is sometimes used as a less direct way of saying fat. Sophia didn't used to be so big, did she?
Big, 她说起来就没有 fat 那么直接了。其实类似于我们说哎，他好大只啊，对吧？大只 big.
Right, right, right. Sounds a bit cute.
嗯哼，哎，但如果是那种有一种男生啊，他是那种比较敦实的那种身材，比较厚，怎么样形容呢
？Very husky. You mean a person is short and heavy and looks strong?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can use the word stocky, S-T-O-C-K-Y. It means strong and wide. For example, he's got stocky build of a rugby player.
哦、他是橄榄球运动员那种很敦实的身材 He's got the stocky build of a rugby player And I think I know another similar one Which is solid
Solid, right, right, right、也是结实的这个词也是这么一个意思、我们也可以用来形容长得比较结实的小朋友比方说有些小男孩肉比较紧、
对
比较结实 It's often used in this way As a child, James was always quite solid
我们刚才说到的这几个词啊都是比较常用来形容男性的什么结实啊敦实啊
是的
那如果是我们想形容女性哈女生那种稍微微胖一点的比较丰满的身材可以怎么说呢
there are two words people use a lot and they are not negative words they both sound almost pleasant plump and chubby
plump P-L-U-M-P plump and chubbyC-H-U-B-B-Y, chubby.
Plump and chubby means slightly fat.
对,都是形容微胖的身材哈。Plump 呢,是形容那种比较丰满一点,丰腴一点的身材。那 chubby 呢,就是比较可爱一点啊,是那种胖乎乎的,圆胖的这个意思。
They are used especially about women or children, often to avoid saying the word fat.
对 ,plump 和 chubby 都是比较褒义的说法。比方说A plump face,、饱满的面庞
是
就是比方说年轻女孩子很多、胶原蛋白很充足砰砰砰的脸庞对吧
对或者说、有些女生上了年纪可能会稍微有点发福、变成了微胖型的身材也可以用 plump 这个词来形容 Mike's mother was a plump, cheerful woman, quick with a laugh.
Yeah, and on the other hand, chubby. Chubby means slightly fat in a way that looks healthy,But attractive,、yeah, like a baby with round, chubby cheeks. 一个胖乎乎的小圆脸的宝宝
Sounds cute. Okay, those are some words with a pleasant tone you can use to replace the word fat.
Okay, all right. However, some fat words are extremely direct. I would say.
Like what?
Well, like overweight.
Overweight.
Yeah, you know, overweight is an adjective that.A doctor might use to describe a fat patient. It is slightly clinical in tone.
Right, 超重的这个词专业啊，医生会用这个词，体重特别的重，太重了嘛。
对，或者是一些 journal article、
yes.
讲到相关话题的时候。And if a patient is extremely overweight,、
mm-hmm.
might well be described by the doctor as obese.
Obese, 臃肿的、yeah. 肥胖的、病态肥胖的、虚胖的、mm-hmm. Obese, very fat, in a way that is not healthy.
Right, 就是它的名字形式啊 Obesity, O-B-E-S-I-T-Y, Obesity, 就是肥胖症了、
mm-hmm.
对 not healthy. America has the highest obesity rate in the world.
Because of too much junk food?
And I think a very large portion size as well.
That's true. Okay, that's all for today. We talked about 8 different words that you could use to describe a person with a round body,、mm-hmm. either in a direct or more pleasant way.
好了，以上就是我们今天节目的全部内容了。如果你想要拿到我们本期节目以及以往播出节目的文字版笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
You've been listening to Morning English. This is Alan. See you guys next time.
This is Winter. See you.